This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I talked to Nigel Farage, who is the Donald Trump slash Ron Paul of Europe, a few weeks ago on the phone. He said, oh, Italy's going to vote for independence. It's all collapsing. It's incredible. But he said Trump's got to hold the course on immigration because that's the weapon of the globalists, break national sovereignty. And once you start backing down, they just get rid of borders entirely like Europe's done. Well, he has basically issued a warning to Trump and everybody else that Merkel and all these open borders people are super unpopular. They're imploding. They're falling apart. And it's critical that conservatives, nationalists, libertarians not buy into this garbage. So let's go ahead and play that clip from Fox Business today. Here it is.
So what do you think about what's happening in Germany?
You know, she was the most powerful European leader, you know, been in power for over a decade. She was the dominant figure, not just in Germany, but the entire European Union. And one decision has completely ruined her career and her legacy. And it was, I think, the worst decision any Western leader has taken in modern times. As many of you as want to come, can come. Over a million people came into Germany. And, you know, we've now seen, in the last 4 years, over 1,000 people in Europe killed or maimed by refugees coming into these countries. And a new party in Germany has emerged. It's called the AfD, the Alternative for Deutschland. It's getting near 20% of the polls, and it's put the absolute fear of God into the establishment. Now, she's got 2 weeks to try and convince the European Union to change direction. But it's a bit rich, isn't it? For the person who opened the door to say to the rest of Europe, it's time to get up, she's finished.
The president says, you know, Germany has this high crime rate that's gone up. He gets lambasted by the media here saying that the crime rate has technically gone down. But if you look at the numbers, 2015, 2016, and that's when kind of this all really became a problem, the violent crime rate went up something like 10% in Germany. These are murders, rapes.
Oh, yeah.
And 90% of those crimes were attributed to young male refugees. Yeah. This is coming from Reuters.
And please don't forget crimes against women.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got, basically...
Remember, the police were ordered to cover up crimes, so they're much, much higher. That's all over Europe. Remember that as well. And again, that's from the peak of 3 years ago. It's gone down some because they've gotten control of it, and it's slowed down. Now there's a new wave coming, so continue.
Crimes against women.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got, basically, what are called refugees are in fact young males. 80% of them are under the age of 30. They come from cultures in which women aren't even second-class citizens. Is anyone surprised that, you know, the huge rise in sexual crime? Look, immigration led to the Brexit vote. Immigration led to the new Italian government. Immigration will finish off Angela Merkel. And President Trump was elected on a very tough ticket of dealing with illegal immigration. And now you've got the liberal media screaming at everything he does. But the one thing's for certain, if Trump does not hold true and really tighten immigration, many of those people who came out and voted for him won't do it again. So it's a key issue here, too.
So let's take a look at some numbers, because there has been a 27% increase in asylum seekers in the United States. That's just in 2017. You mentioned President Trump and his tough stance. You also see the other side of this, how this week especially the talk has ramped up about what's going on at the border, about the separation of families with the kids. What do you think the United States can learn from what's happened in Germany?
All right, the full video is like 15 minutes long. It's on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Please don't forget, this broadcast is listener supported by you. We have amazing products. Just like our info is game-changing, well, our products are game-changing at InfoWarsLife.com. And here's our latest product.
ExtendoWise, the latest product from InfoWarsLife.com, fuses all the known compounds that have been proven to be good for our hearts and cardiovascular system. And listen, everybody's got a heart. Well, actually, maybe Hillary and George Soros don't, but everybody else has a heart, and this product is amazing. So, if you have a heart, you want the very best product out there that's designed to aid a healthy heart, cardiovascular system, It's ExtendoWise, available at InfoWarsLife.com. And like all of our products are game changers, this baby is the most souped up, awesome version the top formulators can come up with and still be affordable. It's one of the very best heart pills out there. It's ExtendoWise. So get some for yourself and family and friends. It's got the very best fish oil from the fjords. It's very, very pure, very, very clean, and has the EPA type that is specifically good for the heart, cardiovascular system. It's got the properly formulated type of CoQ10 and more. It is ExtendoWise, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm not going to speak for hours, just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
A lot of his supporters believe that we are the enemy of the American people, and that is really, really an awful situation. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people.
They came in peace.
We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Now, they think you're a goldfish. I've been betting on you my whole life. I believe in you. I don't think you're stupid.
One man elevates a woman, all genitals are cut off.
And we're kicking these traitors' asses politically, and we're not backing down ever. I want to kick these people. We're winning. I can feel the spirit rising. Can't you? We have broken their back. Yes, I can feel it. Let's go.
Come on, 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 come on.
Vengeance is coming. Fire is coming. The real revolution against you is coming. We're breaking the conditioning!
InfoWars comes to mind.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
But there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign, but changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
This sounds like it's confirmed there are at least two shooters with a fully automatic weapon.
Dr. Martin Luther King has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
JFK was shot from the back and the front.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
It took the baby without incubators. Left the children to die on the cold floor.
I think this is a national security imperative. We have clear things that we do not understand how they work operating.
areas that we can't control.
UFOs.
Is this global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bankers in charge.
Israel claims the attack was accidental, but some former U.S. naval officers say it was on purpose. They describe the day's action as part of a continuing cover-up.
Russian intelligence compiled a dossier on Mr. Trump during visits to Moscow.
Russian scum!
Denied everything. He called it all fake news.
And he accused CNN of being fake news.
This is a national emergency.
If they kill Trump or remove Trump, it will cause a massive civil war in this country.
This is a theme at high level.
We are at war with Russia.
Are you aware that Mr. Stone also stated publicly that he was in direct communication with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks?
The White House and the President are citing InfoWars.
They can shut us down. You're next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
And welcome to the fourth hour. Mike Adams here filling in for the fourth hour of InfoWars broadcast today. It's a pleasure to be joining you today. Although I am concerned, of course, about the future of our nation and what's going on, I want to hear from you in this segment. So we're opening up the phone lines, and I encourage you to call in on the Fonda issue or border control, how the left-wing media is exploiting children yet again. Everything that they want to accomplish, they have to exploit children. The phone number is 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-2539. And please limit your topics for today to the border issues and the exploitation of children by the left-wing media, or what I call actually journo-terrorism. If you think about it, the left-wing media has transitioned from, you know, a couple of decades ago. You could say, you could argue then that they were in the news business. Now they are, in essence, inciting a level of violence and hatred that will spill over into terrorism in the United States. And this has already begun to happen. We saw today, I believe, the arrest of one individual, a Democrat, who was threatening the children of, was that an ICE agent or was that another member of Congress? I'll have to check the details on that. But we're seeing the violence starting to break out now. And remember, we had that Democrat go to the baseball game and try to shoot and kill conservative members of Congress, including, a senator, Rand Paul, who was there and survived that shooting. And Steve Scalise, of course, was hit and potentially killed. I mean, nearly killed, but he survived it thanks to medicine and thanks to emergency services and thanks to the Capitol Police, who defended him. And what I see happening here, you got to understand, this is an intentional agenda to push America into a state of open, kinetic civil warfare. This is an attempt by the media establishment to drive this country into a state of civil war so that they can call for UN occupation. Never forget, this is about creating chaos. This is about creating terrorism on U.S. soil. This is about protecting criminals through sanctuary cities. And this is about creating so much chaos that eventually, even if Trump stays in office, and even if he wins in 2020, and even if conservatives continue to win at the election booths, they will still cause so much chaos and violence that they'll call for UN occupation of America. That's where this is actually going. Once again, InfoWars is ahead of the curve on understanding exactly where this is going and why the mainstream media, the left-wing media, is trying to push us in that direction. Bottom line, they can't win on the merits of their arguments. They can't win a debate, so they have to censor everyone. They can't win on logic and reason and historical facts. They can't win on legislation. So what do? They resort to screaming babies. That's their argument. Their argument is a screaming baby in your face. That's the argument of the left, because they have no basis anymore. They have no logic, no reason, nothing. Let's go to Rick in New Mexico calling in on the line. Rick, we've only got a couple minutes left, but welcome to the show. Welcome to InfoWars. Let's hear what you've got to say on this issue.
Good. How are you today? I do believe that Fonda should go to prison immediately. And for the last 2 days, I've been trying to call the White House switchboard to leave comments and messages for the president to have Comey and Mueller put in prison immediately.
So, Rick, I really appreciate your view on that. I happen to agree with you, but can you state why you believe that James Comey should be imprisoned in particular?
Well, because he's been the Clinton's patsy boy for the last 30-something years. When Clinton was in Arkansas, he was his attorney general there, covering up MENA, Arkansas, and all the drugs. And how do you think someone like Comey is worth $45 million?
Well, let me ask you this, Rick. Do you think that there's any real chance that someone like James Comey will actually face prison time in the United States? Is Trump going to be able to drain the swamp, or do we have a two-tier justice system and there's no hope of ever holding these people accountable? What's your take?
I'm hoping they get held accountable. I really do. And I've also called the FBI office here in New Mexico and told him that I just don't trust anything these guys say anymore. And the DOJ system should be gotten rid of immediately also. I think it's just a cover-up, everybody else's cover-up.
Well, you are a well-informed American. Thank you for your call. It's Rick, right? New Mexico. Thank you for your call. I appreciate you chiming in. I think many listeners and many Americans agree with you. We're going to go to another call right after the break, which is coming up. But I have seen on other websites that people saying that the FBI and the DOJ, one website designated them as, quote, enemy combatants, which, you know, I'd never seen that term for them. I agree that the FBI, at least at the high levels of FBI, they are engaged in treason against America. And I agree that the DOJ under Obama was in many ways engaged in treason and multiple felony crimes. To designate them enemy combatants, that seems to be a whole different level of discussion that maybe we can entertain that discussion. But for now, I think we all agree there's a lot of people that need to go to prison, and they're still in the FBI and the DOJ. This is Mike Adams here filling in at InfoWars, fourth hour for today. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more of your calls.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We have breaking news here at Infowars.com reporting on the signing of an executive order by President Trump. He signed it just minutes ago. This executive order ends family separation at the U.S.-Mexico border. We're going to roll video from that signing right now and then have go into discussion and take your calls on it. Let's roll that video.
Executive order. I consider to be a very important executive order. It's about keeping families together while at the same time being sure that we have a very powerful, very strong border, and border security will be equal, if not greater, than previously. So we're going to have strong, very strong borders, but we're going to keep the families together. I didn't like the sight or the feeling of families being separated. It's a problem that's gone on for many years, as you know, through many administrations, and we're working very hard on immigration. It's been just left out in the cold. People haven't dealt with it, and we are dealing with it. So step by step, just like we dealt with North Korea, we dealt with Iran, we dealt with an economy that was heading in the wrong direction, we dealt with a lot of different problems. This is one that has been gone on for many decades. So we're keeping families together, and this will solve that problem. At the same time, we are keeping a very powerful border, and it continues to be a zero tolerance. We have zero tolerance for people that enter our country illegally. With that, I'd ask Mike Pence, Vice President, if he'd like to say anything.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Reverend. I think what the President's made clear is we believe it's a false choice between whether we are a country of law and order, a country
you're
of
listening to the signing of the executive order that ends separation of children, a family separation at the U.S.-Mexico border just signed minutes ago, listening to Donald Trump, President Trump, and Vice President Mike Pence speaking right now. We'll be we'll continue with this, and we'll have some commentary in a moment.
But now we'll be able in that prosecution in the immediate days forward to keep families together as that goes forward. But we are calling on Congress to change the laws in this regard and in a broad range of areas that will secure our borders and give us strength and confidence that we are once again going to take the steps necessary to end the crisis of illegal immigration in America.
I think the word compassion comes into it, but it's still equally as tough, if not tougher. Secretary Nielsen.
I just thank you for your leadership, sir. We look forward and expect the House to act at least. We ask them to do their job. The laws need to be changed. This is a problem that president after president has dealt with for decades. This one is willing to stand up and fix it. We ask Congress to do their part. Thank you, sir, for your leadership.
Thank you very much. Good job.
laws need to be changed. That's what they're saying now at the signing of this executive order ending family separation at the U.S.-Mexico border. And here today, once again, President Trump showing his brilliance by cleaning out Obama's policy trash, cleaning up the Obama trash, and starting the process here of neutralizing the Democrats' weaponizing of children against America.
Nobody's taking care of it. Nobody's had the political courage to take care of it, but we're going to take care of it. It's been going on for a long time. No, the border is just as tough. But we do want to keep families together. This is a problem. If you look at some of those horrible scenes from
very important. Ago, let me just summarize this because he's taking questions from reporters. They're going to remain tough on the border. There's still a zero-tolerance policy for criminals. In other words, if you're a criminal with a child, you're still going to get processed as a criminal. This does not excuse criminals who try to exploit children. This executive order does end the separation of families for other non-criminal processing, including asylum. At least that's my current understanding. This was just signed minutes ago, so we're still getting information on what it contains. President Trump, in doing this, is taking away one of the most vicious weapons of the left-wing media, which you can't even call media anymore. They are, in essence, journo terrorist organizations that are trying to overrun America with illegals at the same time that they enrage the left-wing population to become violent, deranged, frankly, lunatics calling for violence like Fonda did earlier today. Peter Fonda encouraging the targeting of children of Border Patrol and ICE agents. That's insane. So President Trump neutralizing this weaponization of children by the radical left. Once again, taking a role of leadership for America. Now, a question that I have, and then we'll go to calls. Question that I have, will a left-wing judge override this executive order in order to make sure that the crisis continues? That's my question, because, of course, you've got these radical left-wing activist judges all across America and even in Hawaii who have countermanded previous executive orders from the president in order to keep a crisis going. This crisis is traction for the left-wing media. They want screaming babies on TV. They want to bypass rationality. They want to bypass policy discussions and replace it with screaming, crying babies and Rachel Maddow crying on cue on camera. That's what they want. So the question for right now is, will a radical left-wing activist judge nullify or attempt to nullify this executive order by President Trump so that they can continue to have a crisis to scream and cry about? Because they are cry bullies after all. Now, let's go to calls because we've got a lot of people chiming in on this. Alex, you've been holding from Michigan. Alex, thank you. Welcome to the show. Let's hear your thoughts on this issue.
Thanks, Mike. What an honor to talk to you, sir.
It's great to have you on. Go ahead.
I'm all signed up at Real.Video. I'm stoked for that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We're launching Real.Video in 2 to 3 weeks. It's the alternative to YouTube, and that's I'm spearheading that project, so thanks for the plug.
Yeah, what an honor. I mean, they're banning all the holistic health channels on YouTube right now because Big Pharma doesn't want that information going out, so it's critical that Real.Video. I'm talking to all the holistic health channels, trying to get them all signed up. Anyway, to MS-13 and the border, I was going to say that the deep state really needs that MS-13 infrastructure to run their drug running operations for their black ops and stuff.
Good point. And assassinations of political targets, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. They want those MS-13 assassins out there ready to be on call.
Yeah, so they need this pipeline, and they know that MS-13 gang members and drug runners and child traffickers sometimes pretend to be parents. It doesn't mean that all parents are gang members, obviously, but within that set of parents, there is a subset that are gang members pretending to be parents. So what do you think is going to happen now, Alex, that this executive order has been signed?
Well, I'm hoping, the families stay together. That's a great thing. And I'm hoping that they continue to crack down on the gang members. And I'd love to see a greater wall than the Great Wall of China built on our border.
Well, I would love to see families stay together who are Americans, too, right? And I'm sure you would as well. I would love to see the state stop interfering with families and parenthood in America. I would like to see the government stopping its medical kidnapping of children. And I'm going to talk about medical kidnapping in the next segment here, by the way. Anything else to add, Alex?
I think that's it. I'm not going to take up any more time than I have to. I'm just stoked for Real.Video, and everybody sign up right now.
All right. Thank you, Alex. Appreciate your call. Good points. I'm going to talk about medical kidnapping when we come back, because the government has kidnapped children from American parents at gunpoint for many, many years to force them to take vaccine injections and chemotherapy that damages their brains, their kidneys, their livers, their bodies. This has been going on in America, and there's not a peep about this from the left-wing media.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Answer.
1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Back here on the Alex Jones Show, a day of breaking news at so many levels. President Trump has just signed an executive order ending the separation of families at the border, but still maintaining a zero-tolerance policy for illegal immigration. Obviously, the solution here probably is to build a wall, right? I mean, then you don't have them showing up, and you've got to stop the incentives so that these families in Mexico and Central America and South America don't send off their children to the United States through this very dangerous and treacherous journey, during which many children are actually, especially female children, are raped or assaulted. Some are kidnapped for child trafficking. That is cruelty, and that is what many parents of these children are doing to their children by sending them to America. And that needs to be stopped as well. So building a wall, of course, is a big part of this. But let me mention something else, and then we'll go to some more calls. You know, our government has been separating mothers from children for as long as I can remember. And it's done in medical kidnapping. Medical kidnapping is where a government agency goes in and kidnaps children, takes them from their parents because the parents don't want to subject those children to toxic medical interventions, which include chemotherapy that causes brain damage, by the way, and causes cancer as its number one side effect, as well as toxic vaccines. So vaccines are being pushed onto children, essentially at gunpoint, through government coercion. It's happened in Maryland. It's practically the law now in California. It has happened in many other states as well, Michigan, for example. And medical kidnapping is a very real thing, and yet you don't hear anybody in the left-wing media talking about the separating of mothers and children in the United States, of U.S. citizens having their children kidnapped by the government. And that takes place every day in America. And CPS, Child Protective Services, does some good things, but is radically overzealous in kidnapping children, taking them away from parents who dare to question the ingredients in a vaccine, thinking, hey, maybe I don't want to inject my child with formaldehyde or mercury or antibiotics, and yes, or MSG. All those things are in vaccines, according to the CDC. So don't talk to me about all this screaming and crying about separating mothers from babies when in our country we have medical kidnapping. We have an evil, tyrannical medical police state regime inside our borders that no one is addressing. Where's our executive order on that? You know, where's even the media talking about that? And also abortion. You know, abortion separates more children from more mothers than any other single medical procedure that we can think of. And abortion is violent. And they separate children from mothers using forceps, if you think about it. It's violence. It's medical violence. And it targets low-income African-American neighborhoods. And it is done as a way to depopulate certain segments of our society, as Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, of course, has admitted on the record. So you want to talk about separating babies from parents? You got to talk about abortion and medical kidnapping. Otherwise, you're not fully informed. So, one more piece of news, and we'll go to calls. A manhunt is now underway for a central Pennsylvania man accused of threatening to kill President Trump and other officials. He is being hunted now by the U.S. Marshals because, of course, he's another person who is being driven to insanity by the journo-terrorist left-wing media. Again, you almost can't even call them media anymore. They are enemies of America. CNN recently had to come out and say, we're not enemies of the people. Well, the only reason you have to say that is because, frankly, that's the way most people look at you, that you are an enemy of this country, that you despise the Constitution, that you despise our president, you despise the electoral process, you despise democracy. You insult your audience and you exploit and abuse them. CNN, New York Times, Washington Post, NPR, you name it. They are, through all of this fake or exaggerated reporting, they are whipping up a level of intense hatred and anger that is about to spill over into mass violence on our own streets. And that is the media's fault. So let's go to calls. Bob in Oklahoma, you're on the air with Mike Adams here. Thank you for joining me, Bob. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm all right, man.
I'll tell you what, I really appreciate everything you've been doing, and I can't wait to get onto your new YouTube-esque website as soon as possible.
Well, thank you. We're working hard at it. What's on your mind about the border issue?
Well, the border issue's just, I mean, they're just nuts, and I like what Trump's done, but all he's really doing is basically appeasing the left so they don't have anything to complain about, and I think you're right. I think we'll have a judge that comes out and tries to stop it. But I also wanted to talk about your medical thing. I mean, I enjoy everything you put on your website, and it's just awesome stuff. And another guy, and I know you know him quite well, is John Rappaport, who really has some excellent stuff about the vaccines.
Absolutely.
And all that stuff. So I'd like to get your hear some more of your comments on that. But before I do, one thing, you got an alternative website, you know, for videos coming out. My question is and I'll hang up and let you answer this, but what about the internet? If we have so much technology, I've never heard anybody brought this up, why can't we create an alternative internet and just say screw these big companies?
Well, the internet infrastructure, that's a great question. I appreciate you calling in with that. The internet infrastructure is digitally neutral. It passes packets. The HTTP protocol passes packets and doesn't censor them. The censorship is happening at the corporate level. Google is censoring. Twitter is censoring. Facebook is censoring. And more importantly, they're doing it based on your political views. They're shutting you off not for doing something illegal, but for doing something that they simply disagree with. Here's a story I brought in today. The Stripe payment processor, which is a big e-commerce processing company, they're now canceling alternative websites. Freestarter just got canceled for payment processing. BitChute and Maker Support just got canceled as well. So this is the same thing that they're doing to gun companies, where anybody associated with firearms is having their e-commerce platform yanked, where they can't process payments. They're now doing it to these alternative websites. What they're trying to do, of course, is a form of economic warfare against conservatives and libertarians and Trump supporters. It is extreme. And what you just mentioned here is exactly right on. We have to fight back, but we don't need an alternative HTTP protocol. What we need is, frankly, we need minimal government enforcement of a level playing field where you can't censor somebody's entire business or their channel just because they happen to be conservative. Let's take another call, but thank you for your call, sir. Sam in Texas, you're on the air with Mike Adams here at InfoWars. Go ahead, Sam.
Mike, I've been watching CounterThink and been having a lot of fun. Very informative, especially.
Well, thank
your article
you.
About the biosludge, the human waste that's been put on farm fields and in landfills. That's terrible stuff, and it's all over. It gets in the dust in the air.
Yeah,
thanks for putting that out.
Think how many children are poisoned by that, and yet we don't hear anything from the media about that, do we?
That's incredible. Really my point about what's going on the border. This is the hugest switch and role reversal that I've seen in the media, maybe since Trump's been in. It reminds me of the end scene in The Brave New World, where in the middle of a political rally, the government switches their ally for their enemy, and they say, no, we're not at war with Eurasia, we're at war with East Asia. We've always been at war with East Asia.
Right. It's mind control. Yeah, it's mind control propaganda. It's social behavioral engineering at every level. They're not the media anymore. They're mind controlling a puppet class of obedient conformists who are now filled with seething hatred and anger and lashing out against the only people trying to save this country. And that's people like you and me, Sam.
The TSA, the party of the DHS, the party of all of these huge bureaucracies of FEMA has been the Democrats, it's been Clinton, we'll even put the Bushes in that category, but they're the ones that built all this.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you getting into the separation of families with medical decisions that parents...
We got to go to break, Sam. Sorry to interrupt. We got to go to break, but thank you for your call. Excellent points. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break on InfoWars.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
I'll stand in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
I can imagine a future debate on the Senate floor about immigration policy or anything, where you have Rand Paul standing there giving an eloquent explanation, point by point, logic and reason and history, and that's the conservative argument. And then for the Democrats, you have a Democrat senator just hold up a screaming baby who cries and sobs on camera and just says, this is my argument, because that's what we're dealing with in America today. There's no rationality behind it. It's just screaming babies and crying babies, sometimes photos taken completely out of context. It's like Democrat journalists are scouring the planet trying to find photos of babies behind chain-link fences, even if it's in their own backyard, to say, oh, my God, they're in prison. It's a Holocaust. It's a concentration camp. It's insane. That is not what's happening. And frankly, we don't treat our own citizens in many cases as well as some of these refugees are being treated, or illegal aliens or undocumented immigrants or whatever term you want to use. The fact is that we've got parents who are not doing a good job of parenting in America, and we need to help our own country get a hold of raising good kids and healthy kids and kids who have a real education and not just indoctrination in the public schools. I mean, I could go on, but we are on the verge of losing our entire country. It's breaking down into idiocracy, frankly. Remember that court scene in Idiocracy where it was just like screaming theatrics and you couldn't even invoke logic and reason? That's where we are now in America. It has become Idiocracy thanks to the radical left. Let's continue taking calls. I think the name is Beto in Iowa, or Beto. You're on the air. I'm sorry about your name. You're on the air with Mike here. What's on your mind?
Appreciate you taking my call. As a Latino here in America and coming from Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, and my family as well, it's really sad to see us being used as a political football by the left that doesn't give, you know, anything, doesn't care about us. And for us that came over here legally, we have this frustration and with the people that are coming in here illegally, because what makes them better than us that came here legally, you know?
Yeah,
that's what they're trying to have us in fight with each other amongst the Latino community. And they are definitely scared of people like me that are aware of their manipulation, because my family voted for Trump. I mean, people are sort of shocked.
So let me just confirm. So you immigrated to America legally through the legal process, correct?
Yeah. And yes, it takes a long time, but yes, you have to have patience. You know, you have to wait for God's plan.
I know. My wife is a legal immigrant. We went through the process. It took us 6 years. I know exactly what you're talking about. So what you're saying is that now you are being pitted against those who refuse to follow the law, who want to cut in line, so to speak, and bypass the process. And it's almost like, if I'm hearing you correctly, they're splitting the Latino community apart inside America. Is that accurate?
Well, just like they do with the black community, like what they did to Kanye. Now they're sacrificing. They're going to sacrifice any person that's not in their race group think. They're going to sacrifice us, and they're going to try to, you know, demonize us, but they're not going to do that, especially with the internet. And, you know, if everyone wants to start pointing fingers at the people that we should be mad at, well, Bush, Obama, we should point the chief of staff back in March that gave, you know, who was giving bad advice to Donald Trump back in March of last year. And again, I think that's just wanted to throw that out there for people that want to get mad at somebody. I think those are the ones that need to be pointed at.
You're right, Beto. Thank you for your call. You're absolutely right. This has been an ongoing problem. As I said today, Trump has begun the process by signing this executive order, the process of cleaning up Obama's trash policies. Obama left a lot of trash behind, and he left behind a lot of deep state agents to try to sabotage the Trump administration. Now Trump has to start cleaning this up. Obviously, this problem has to ultimately get solved by Congress. We need a law that goes through the legislative process that is signed by the president that, frankly, builds a wall. I mean, if you build a wall, you don't need to separate families. You just turn them away. It's like, hey, people, you want to come to America? Follow the rules. Stand in line, fill out the forms, have a background check to make sure you're not a felon or a child trafficker from some other country. Follow the rules like the rest of us did, like my wife did, and like our caller did as well. Let's take another call. Fernando in Arizona, you're on the air with Mike Adams here. Thank you for your call. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, the Health Ranger and all the Info Warriors out there.
Awesome. Nice to have you on.
Thanks. Pleasure to be on. So with the previous caller, Beto said, it took my parents like 10 years to actually become citizens. And what a lot of people lose out on is the quote-unquote American way of life, and especially the town that I'm from, you know, I was like a latchkey kid 2.0, where, you know, my parents had to come over here, and so our family was broken up through the limited jobs that they were able to get and things like that. But there's a lot of, like, disinformation on the Mexican side, too, where they tell them that there's all these jobs and everything like that here.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Weird. But, you see, Obama also contributed to that. Remember, when he was president, he rolled out the red carpets. He said, load them up on a train and bring them in. And then he paid for buses to relocate these, you know, truly illegal immigrants at that point, to relocate them to cities all across America. And I'm with you, Fernando. We welcome immigration when it's done through a legal process and where we get to choose as a country a merit-based system of deciding who we wish to invite in. It's like you have a house. You don't just open your door and say, everybody walk in off the street. Everybody, you get to pick and choose who comes into your house, right?
Right. Of course.
Well, that's the way it should be at a national level. Thank you for your call, Fernando. Go ahead.
So one of the things that I wanted to bring up to you guys is the threat that there might actually be a socialist president in Mexico. So a lot of people are kind of fleeing from that, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I believe his name is López Obrador.
Well, people are fleeing Venezuela right now. People are fleeing. They're trying to flee North Korea if they can escape without getting shot and killed. I mean, look, the one reason people want to come to America is because there is still a defense of the Constitution here. There's still a defense of individual liberty, and especially places like Texas, where you can still arm yourself in self-defense. We respect the Second Amendment in this state, and that's why we don't have mass murders and rapings and mass shootings like you see taking place in other gun-controlled states. But thank you for your call again, Fernando. Let's go to Wesley in Oregon, because I really like to get a variety of calls and opinions. Wesley, you got anything on this, or are you in line with what everybody else has said so far?
Oh, no, Mike, I'm not. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, anyway. Too, sir. What's on your mind? Oh, man, is he gone? he dropped. Okay, sorry, maybe he probably just got excited and hit the phone button. Tricia in Virginia. Tricia, you are on the air. Tricia, thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike.
Uh-oh. Trisha got dropped, too. Okay, are we having problems with the system? I apologize to Trisha and the previous caller. Let's try Jordan in Wisconsin, just see if that goes through. Jordan, you're on the air. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it. I apologize to the previous callers, but go ahead, Jordan.
Hi. You've heard about everything happening in Germany with the migrants and all the, like, mass rapes and whatnot. Do you think that could happen, like, over here with all the, like, considering the government took away all their guns and then invited all these terrorists and they couldn't defend themselves? Do you think anything, like, could happen here with all that?
Well, if I'm hearing your comments correctly, let's be clear. The Democrats want to overrun America. They want a flood of non-Americans to come in, and they want to take away Americans' guns. I mean, this is not a conspiracy. This is what they are openly calling for. They want open borders. They want to flood the country. They want to bring in people who will vote Democrat. This is their plan. They can't win through reason. They can't convince Americans to vote for Democrats in enough numbers. So they have to bring in people who will do it because they're uninformed, they're illiterate, they're uneducated, they have criminal backgrounds, you know, they violate the laws. That's the Democrat Party, a bunch of lawless, you know, technically illiterate people at many levels. So, I mean, does that answer your question?
Yeah, sort of. Seeing that all happen over in Europe and just everyone just get overran and they're not even able to defend themselves because their government completely took away the ability to do so, just seeing that's kind of like, you know, a shame because then, you know, in the back of your head, you think, well, that can happen to us.
Well,
you know?
it is happening to us, Jordan. You're right on target, and I appreciate your call. And sorry to cut you off, but we're going to be closing out this segment and this hour of the show. But look, bottom line, folks, we are under attack. America is being invaded right now, and the invaders are using screaming babies as their only argument to try to take down our country, nullify our election, take away our guns, and destroy the individual liberties that we and our founding fathers and mothers have fought for over 240 years. It's incredible.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.